Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday. I'm Richard Jones. And yesterday's budget has been described by farmers and their leaders as disappointing, not least with the fuel duty not being frozen as hoped. But the planned 3 pence increase will come into effect from 1st of August. Here's Sarah Anderson from NFU Scotland headquarters.
The big headline thing for people living and working in rural areas is going to be the rise in fuel duty of just over 3 pence per litre, which will be going ahead in the 1st of August.
An extra 3 pence, as if it's not bad enough. I've just paid £1.50 today for my diesel, but it's going to come on red diesel as well, I take it.
Petrol, diesel, red diesel, yes. You'll see red diesel rising in terms of duty by about a penny per litre on the 1st of August.
So, not good news for those of us who have to travel quite a few miles out in the countryside every day.
It is a real blow for people who live and work in rural areas, for whom, as we have highlighted to the government repeatedly, owning a car, van, lorry, travelling, it's a necessity. It's not a luxury.
And that diesel cost is now a real issue in the haulage industry, with many suffering from the squeeze between the big fuel costs on the one hand and trying to keep their businesses competitive on the other. But now, away from the pain of fuel prices, and there's a new Cold War broken out with Russia over a ban put in place by Moscow on imports of livestock. It's all to do with the Schmallenberg virus, and the Russians have now banned all imports from countries which have seen cases of the new midge-carried disease. The ban was already in place on cattle and sheep from last month, but health officials in Moscow have now added goats and pigs to the list of prohibited animals, in spite of there being no risk to pigs. NFU Scotland has called the Russian acts as excessive and heavy-handed. And note that 340,000 tonnes of pork went from the EU across to Russia last year. And while we're on the subject of the Schmallenberg virus, it's now spread even further into Warwickshire, and latest figures show 192 farms affected, and of those, all but 12 are in sheep flocks. And finally, good news for British chicken producers, with the official Olympics restaurant partners McDonald's announcing that 100% of its chicken products will be British and Red Tractor certified. This has been a major U-turn by McDonald's, who had originally planned to source 90% from Brazil and Thailand. But they've now changed their mind and are saying they are proud to be supporting British farming. Some good news there to finish with today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.